Please stand. Be seated. We welcome you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray God's blessings upon Alvin and the rest of the family as we gather to mourn, to remember, and to be comforted by the only thing that can comfort, God's holy and precious word. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn, number 571, God Loved the World. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of service on page 278 and following. The order of service on page 278 and following. We have a special worship insert for the day, and we pray that God's Word today, tomorrow, and always would have its way with us and point us to Jesus, crucified and risen, to give us life and life everlasting. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we ask for a special measure of your Holy Spirit upon the Schmeling family today, upon our congregation, and upon all family and friends who are mourning Janet's loss. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you showered down upon her. We thank you for the gift of a faithful husband, faithful children, faithful grandchildren, friends, church family, material blessings. Heavenly Father, as we remember these wonderful first article gifts, we give you thanks most especially for calling Janet to faith, for blessing her with the gift of the Holy Spirit, for pointing her to Jesus and the completed work that Jesus worked on her behalf, His perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection. Heavenly Father, because Jesus lives, Janet lives. Comfort us now with the good news of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And teach us always to remember. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the powerful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 571.
278, page 278. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Janet was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore,
with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His."
We turn to the words of our introit, our psalm for the day, found on your bulletin insert. We speak the words of Psalm 23 together. The Lord
is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
We continue with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ,
have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for Your loving kindness shown to Janet and to all Your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is written in Isaiah chapter 25.
On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And He will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of His people He will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him that He might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Alleluia in verse, page 279. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We now confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in
God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
we continue with the hymn of the day, hymn 570. You may be seated.
Thank you.
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Members of Good Shepherd, family and friends that have gathered, and especially to you, Dan, David, Alvin, grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the first three verses from Isaiah 43. But now this says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Dear friends in Christ, to remember, it's really a great gift that the Lord has given us, isn't it? To remember. I remember one of my early days in summer Hebrew class many, many years ago. The language Hebrew is one of those crazy things they make seminarians learn. And you wonder what possible practical value there will be. But while you are wondering that, you don't have time to wonder too much because you have quizzes and tests and translations and all these things to do. The Hebrew language is one where it does not correspond hardly at all with English. Oh, except for a few names like Noah and Adam. There's one word that it was always easy for me to remember. And it was the verb to remember. You had to come up with crazy little mnemonic devices. The word for remember in Hebrew is zakar. Well, when I was in high school, I had a 57 Chevy, so I remembered zakar. To remember. I grew up in an age of remembering. I grew up in the 70s. And the number one TV show was about the 50s. Happy Days. Number one movie in the box office was about the early 60s. American Graffiti. I was amazed when my kids got a big kick out of watching That 70s Show. Isn't it amazing how we spend our lives remembering and in so many ways living in the past? To remember is a good thing. In fact, we've coined a word for remembering. It's called nostalgia. Nostalgia comes from two Greek words that mean the pain of remembering. Sometimes the things we remember aren't so good. Sometimes they hurt. Sometimes a really, really good memory causes our hearts to ache. The pain of remembering. God's Word calls us, teaches us, in fact, demands of us that we remember. There are Bible passages too numerous to recount where God's Word tells the people of God, remember, remember, remember. Why does God have to do that? Well, because it is in our nature, our sinful nature, to forget. To forget Him. To forget His Word. One of my favorite psalms that I would share quite often on home and shut-in visits, Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember, Zakar, remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant, children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are on all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations. God calls us to remember. To remember who He is and to remember what He has done. And then at the end, He gives us this amazing promise that in the midst of our sinful forgetting and our sometimes remembering, God will always remember His covenant. His promise. You know, sometimes we talk about covenant, just really a fancy word for promise. And one of the great covenant passages in all of Scripture is in Jeremiah 31, where He talks about His promise, His covenant, and remembering. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put My law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be My people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord! For they shall all know Me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember, Zakar, I will remember their sins no more. God calls us to remember Him. And He says He will always remember us. Remember us with a new promise. Remember us with a new covenant. God does not have a memory problem. And yet He remembers your sins, my sins, Janet's sins, no more. How can that be? Well, the babe that we celebrate at Christmas and last night on Epiphany, that babe, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Eternal Word, the Logos, the second person of the Trinity, took on flesh and blood, took up residence inside the womb of the Blessed Virgin, and was born for us and for our salvation. Unto you this day is born a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. That babe doesn't stay little. That babe grows up again in fulfillment of all of God's promises. That babe, Jesus Christ, places Himself under the law, the whole cold, harsh, condemning law. And yet He doesn't sin, not even once. He fulfills it, completes it for us. Jesus, who doesn't have to die because He never sinned, willingly, freely, voluntarily takes upon Himself the sin of the world. All the way to an old rugged cross on a Friday we call good. Not good for Him, good for us. Jesus, who bleeds and dies and rises from the dead 3 days later, is victor over sin, death, and the grave. He has defeated our greatest enemy, that shroud that hangs over us like this morning's fog. Death, it's always there and you can't cut through it. Jesus, by His life, death, and resurrection, has given to us the forgiveness of sins, eternal life. Don't you know, we said early in our service, that all of you who have been baptized into Jesus' death are also baptized into His resurrection. And later, we will be reminded of those great words of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. That is what God wants us to remember. In the midst of our sins, in the midst of this evil world, in the midst of our own sinful flesh, remember. Remember what God has done for you. Remember who you are, a baptized child of God. Remember My promises, My word. Remember that you are in My hands and nothing or no one can snatch you out. Remember, remember. It's always difficult when someone we love starts to lose their memory. It's hard. We repeat ourselves. We get frustrated. Then we realize that it's not about us. It's about loving and caring for them. And so we come up with amazing ways to help people remember. We talk about the good old days because sometimes it's easier to remember things from 20 or 40 or 50 years ago than it is from 20 or 30 or 40 minutes ago. We rely on pictures, the stories, the really good ones. We tell them and we hear them again and again and again. I remember almost 20 years ago now when I first came to Good Shepherd. I made an every member visit. Didn't take long. We didn't have all that many members. I remember going to Alvin and Janet's house. It was a good visit. And they shared with me many of their memories about this congregation, its humble beginnings, getting together on the weekends and clearing off a plot of ground. How excited they were when the first building was up, and then it blew down, and then it got put back up again. Great memories. I also remember one time when Janet got really mad at me. Really mad. And I didn't even realize what I had done. I was new here at Good Shepherd. I didn't know all of the history and details about the church, but apparently early on there was some siding or something on the side of the church that wouldn't stick. It kept bubbling off or falling off, or that was the paint or something. I don't remember what it was. One of the fellow pastors in town said, "What church are you at?" And I said, "Good Shepherd." And he goes, "Oh, that sad little church on the hill." Well, I was telling somebody that story, and Janet heard it. And she was not happy. I said, "Janet, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?" And only those of you that know Janet will know what happened next. She had this amazing ability to break into a smile from that stoic face, and it would start right here on the corner of her lip. And it would just be kind of a little smirk. And then it would kind of grow, and then it would kind of grow, and then it would grow, and then it was there. "Of course I forgive you." These last few years have been kind of tough. Because, humanly speaking, it became harder and harder to remember. I remember not too long ago, Christmas caroling in Janet's room. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure she knew any of us. And if she did, it was just for a fraction of a second. But you know what she knew? She knew every word of every Christmas carol, and she sang every word and every verse with us. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. Almost every time when I visited Janet, I shared these words from Isaiah 43 with her. I wanted her to have something familiar. And I wanted her to be reminded. To be reminded of who God is for her. And of who she is in Christ Jesus. "But now, thus saith the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel." Janet, you are a child of God, special, created, redeemed by God. Sometimes that little smile, that little smirk would grow. "Really? Yes, really. Fear not. Fear not." You know, whenever anything big happens in Scripture, think back to the Christmas story. Mary, Joseph, shepherds. What happens? God sends a messenger who says, "Fear not." Well, I'm no angel. But God's message for you, just like it was for Janet. Fear not. Fear not. Why? Well, remember who God is and everything He has done. Then he goes through three great salvation events in the Holy Scripture. When you pass through the waters, when the children of Israel went through the Red Sea waters, from death and slavery on one side to life and freedom on the other. When they passed through the waters of the Jordan River, flowing at flood stage, passing through into the promised land. And when God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. Remember how God has worked in the past. This is exactly how He works now for you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Then I would tell Janet, you know, sometimes we don't remember so well. Sometimes we don't even remember our own name. But you know what? God never forgets. He never forgets us. And He will never forget you. I'll never forget that smile at hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hearing it almost as if it was the first time, every time. My friends, today, we have a lot of memories. A lot of memories from a husband, sons, grandkids, daughter-in-laws, extended family, friends, church. God is a gracious God. And He will preserve those memories that are good for us to keep. And the other ones, they'll just kind of fade away. My dad died when I was 8. I don't ever remember him spanking me. But he did. My friends, today, in the midst of God's gift to you of remembering, remember first and foremost God's love for you in Christ Jesus. Remember God's promises for you that He will wipe every tear from your eye, that He has a place prepared for you in the mansions of heaven. And remember that through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, He has a grand and glorious family reunion in store for you and for all who cling to Jesus by grace through faith. And as we remember, know for certain that God will always remember you. Thanks be to Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our memory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues with the prayers of the church. Please stand.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, You have knit Your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to Your whole church in heaven and on earth Your light and Your peace. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with Him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of Your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with Him at Your heavenly banquet. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Janet and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in Your loving care, that, casting all their sorrow on You, they may know the consolation of Your love. Lord, in Your mercy, Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Janet and for all the blessings you bestowed upon her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We continue with the Nunc Dimittis, page 281. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Lord, now you
let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Our closing hymn, number 878. You may be seated. Thank you.
On behalf of Alvin and the rest of the family, I'd like to thank you for your presence here today and invite all of you to a lunch that the congregation has prepared. It'll be a good time of fellowship, of visiting, and remembering. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Family and friends gathered together, supporting, encouraging, comforting, remembering. Heavenly Father, as you have blessed us with your word, we ask your continued blessings upon our time of fellowship and upon our lunch. May the food that you have graciously given us nourish our bodies in the same way that your holy and precious word nourishes our soul. Heavenly Father, once more we ask for a special measure of your peace and your Holy Spirit upon the Schmeling family. May their comfort, may our comfort be in Jesus, crucified and risen, for us, for forgiveness, for life, for salvation. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Please join us.